You're tuned to Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme this week is New Year, New Me. The kind of momentous personal transformation that people have in movies or motivational talks, those are really hard to pull off. And early on, almost nobody expected Malik Shakur to turn his life around. As a kid, he was talented and troubled in almost equal measure. Fast forward to the present, and Shakur is the first Muslim religious coordinator, or chaplain, at the Washington State Corrections Center in Shelton. Sound Effect's Jennifer Wing explains how he got there.
Growing up in Huntsville, Alabama, Malik Shakur went by the name his Christian parents gave him at birth, William Hammond. William loved basketball. He was talented, too. One day at church, the pastor laid hands on all of the children and announced what their futures would be.
There's maybe about 50 of us. One by one, put his hand on our heads. You know, me, I'm thinking NBA, right? Because basketball was my passion. But he got to me, he said, man of God. I said, no, you got that wrong. Basketball player. He said, no, man of God.
After that, everyone who was there that day, when they saw William, they'd say, there goes the preacher man. There goes the man of God. But William still had his sights set on basketball. He was a point guard. And along with the love and support of his parents, basketball was something William could rely on. School wasn't easy for him. He failed the seventh grade.
And my teachers would say, that I would never amount to anything, that I would be another statistic of another black male incarcerated. I wouldn't graduate high school. They said I wouldn't graduate high school.
The teachers were saying this to you personally?
I remember that vividly.
Basketball was William's ticket to a future. He got a basketball scholarship to the University of Maine, where he earned a business degree. He even played on a USA Athletes international basketball team in Barbados. William was defying the predictions of his middle school teachers that he'd end up as just another African-American man in prison. But he was nowhere near the prophecy of becoming a man of God. In fact, William was struggling.
I lived my life appeasing people, trying to fit in. I didn't know who I was. At one point I had a drinking problem. But it wasn't that, I never really liked it, but it was just that friends were doing that. I said, I want to fit in. I want to be a cool guy. Oh, student athlete. I got to do what they're doing, right? I'm not saying all student athletes do that. They don't. And I had a problem. I had a moment like, man, I have to change.
His thoughts turned back to the church he grew up in. He started studying religion and quickly began to look beyond Christianity. A cousin in Alabama had converted to Islam. William got interested in the Quran and asked his cousin for some advice.
I asked her specifically, which version would you pick? And she told me, and I remember going to Barnes & Noble and getting it. And I read it, and I never put it down.
As he was getting a clear picture of who he was spiritually, financially, things were terrible. When William graduated from college, he couldn't land a job. He lived in his car and slept on couches in friends' houses.
But it just got so hard.
And then his dad said, why don't you join the military?
Next day, I was off to basic training. My first base, Fort Hood, Texas. I met my mentor.
My name is Colonel Khalid Shabazz. I am the highest ranking Muslim chaplain in the history of all military services.
The lives of these two men are like parallel lines, separated by about 15 years. Like William, Colonel Khalid Shabazz had a hard time with school. He failed the 9th and 12th grades. And like William, Colonel Shabazz also played basketball.
Well, I actually got to go to college and play basketball because I got this huge body.
In college, Colonel Shabazz also struggled with drinking too much. He says that it was a way for him to deal with the trauma of being abused as a child. He was pretty angry.
I was drinking myself to sleep every night. And because I'm a big guy, I was just beating people up every day.
Colonel Shabazz started to turn his life around after seeing the movie Malcolm X.
What I was attracted to was he was not considered a smart man. He had an 8th grade education. And he, while he was in jail, he learned the whole dictionary. And I said, wow. I don't consider myself a smart person either. If I could learn to be strong like him, that's who I want to be.
Today, Colonel Shabazz has 2 doctorates, 4 master's degrees, and has written 3 books. He first met William on base at Fort Hood in Texas. William was still studying the Quran and went to an Islamic service led by Shabazz.
He came to the Islamic service like any other young soldier would. And after the service, I would go and talk to all of the soldiers and just kind of see how they were doing individually.
And I remember we talked for like 2 hours, but we were talking about life. He was talking about, you know, he asked me something that I ask a lot of people today. What do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now? And I was like, sir, I don't know. But we started talking about becoming a chaplain.
You know, I make that offer to, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys a week. You know, we only have 4 Muslim chaplains in the Army, 5. And I said, hey, listen, man, you know, we're dinosaurs. We need people to replace us. He didn't shy away from it. He took it as a personal challenge, and it became his purpose.
Colonel Shabazz went with William to the courthouse when William officially changed his name to Malik Shakur. With the colonel's encouragement and defying the predictions of his middle school teachers, Malik earned 2 master's degrees and is finishing up a PhD in higher education. All of this success came at a price that Malik was not expecting to pay. When someone makes a big life change like this, a change in faith, no matter how positive it is for that person, not everyone will agree. People can get hurt, especially if the choice being made seems at odds with the family's core values and traditions. When Malik converted from Christianity to Islam, his parents stopped speaking to him.
It was hard. They didn't agree. But they always loved me. My father, you know, he just recently passed. He wanted the best for me. I know he did. And what I always tried to show him, my mother, is that I'm still the same young boy that you raised many years ago.
At the Washington Corrections Center in Shelton, we head to the building where the prison's chapel is. When Malik started here in May of 2019 as the prison's religious coordinator, or chaplain, he began a mentoring program for the men, for people like Grady Mitchell.
I've been in prison 36 years. I've never met a chaplain like him. I'm talking about his energy, just his plain energy. I just don't see him behind the desk. He wants to get out and talk to people.
I'm boot to ground. I like to get out, know them, understand them, and try to help them, you know, make better life choices. I relate to him a lot of my stories because I can relate to him on many levels.
He wants to know you. He wants to feel whatever it is you're feeling. And then he wants to encourage you to be better. He's not trying to say, okay, you need to be a Muslim or you need to be a Christian. No, his thing is you need to just be a better person. What can we do to help make you better?
Malik oversees more than 100 volunteers who lead the various religious services for the inmates. He's also the person who notifies the men when a loved one has died on the outside. When we met, he had already done this more than 70 times. Malik is a little sensitive of the fact that he is the first Muslim chaplain here. He likes to say he is a chaplain who happens to be Muslim. After a long walk, we finally get to the chapel. It's a large room.
Gentlemen, how you doing? Hey.
At the entrance, there used to be a silver cross. Malik took the cross down and replaced it with a simple wooden sign that says chapel.
Again, it just wasn't inclusive to all groups.
Whether you're Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Jewish, Wiccan, or pagan, he says everyone here is welcome. The adults who were in Malik's life when he was a kid were oddly right about a few things, but probably not in ways they expected to be. Malik did become a man of God, just not in the Christian faith. And the teachers who told him that he'd be just another incarcerated black man were close. Yes, he is inside a prison, but he's not the one behind the bars. For the men who are here, locked up, Malik shares with them that he knows what it feels like to be written off. He wants to get across to them that just because they're in prison, their stories aren't over.
That story from Sound Effects, Jennifer Wing.